I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome back a guy who was here a few years ago, and he plays a lot of gigs around town, doing other people's songs for the most part, but he is releasing his first album of his own songs. It's Todd Eckert. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I was so excited when I heard that you were putting out this album because, you know, it's your first, right?
It's been a long time in the making. It really has. It's been way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Overdue.
But it's wonderful. I'm excited for you and happy that you are releasing something. And that CD release show is coming up on Sunday at Clyde Ironworks in Duluth. Aurora Bear opening up, and it all starts at 5 o'clock. So early show on Sunday. Make sure you make note of that time.
Ticket sales will go, pre-sale tickets will go on sale at 4. So I just suggest to the audience to just get there early and then, you know, maybe get something to eat before the show.
All right. And Jimmy Cooper is here as well, playing along with Todd. And so you have a pretty great band, and I'm not sure if they're all the same band is on the album that will be playing with you.
They are, yes.
Okay.
So it's Jimmy Cooper on guitar, mm-hmm. George vocals. George Ellsworth on vocals and bass, and Matthew Groom on drums. And then we have some guest musicians like Armand Blackwater. He plays the Hammond B3. Vaco Lapisto plays stand-up bass on a song. Ted Zaplicki on drums. Kevin Kitchak on another guitar track. And Larry Midbon, a retired guy, plays the bongos on one of our last songs.
All right. Well, let's start out with a song, and then we'll come back and chat. What do you want to play?
Sounds great. We're going to do the first song off of the record. This one I wrote many years ago called Lies Don't Lie. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I saw her yesterday, holding him in the rain. She told me not to cry, 'cause I'm her one and only guy. Lies don't lie. I heard her say the other day, I'm true with him, I don't need the pain. She told me not to cry, 'cause I'm her one and only guy. But lies don't lie, they only disguise all of the dreams and all of the schemes that we keep inside. Lies don't yesterday, holding him in the rain. She told me not to cry, 'cause I'm her one and only guy. The lies don't lie. They only disguise all of the dreams and all of the schemes that we keep inside. Lies don't lie. They only disguise all of the dreams and all of the schemes that we keep inside.
That's Todd Eckert live from Studio A and a tune from his new album, Out of the Blue, Lies Don't Lie. And so I know some of these songs have been around for a while. And, you know, for people who might not know, a lot of what you do, you're a consummate entertainer, I would say, and you do a lot of shows, and you cover people like Elvis, and you do a wonderful Everly Brothers show regularly, the Rat Pack, and things, and you interpret that music a lot. So
it's like going back in a time machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people love it, and the thing mm-hmm. is, people really enjoy that aspect of what you do. So when it comes to doing your own music, how did that? Have you been? I know some of these songs have been around for a little while. So throughout, you know, the other shows that you're doing, have you always been working on your own stuff?
Yes.
And incorporating
it? Yeah. I've been writing. I think the first song I wrote was probably 91 or 80, 89, somewhere around there. I wrote a song. I wrote it about a babysitter. It's really bad. It's a babysitter I had a crush on.
Ah.
So I don't think that's going to be on the CD. But, yeah, a lot of these songs. And then, see, the thing is I've built up an audience that come on out and see all these great old, you know, personas that I perform. And so then I'll sneak my songs in there. And, you know, it's very similar. I'm very influenced by the past. So, when they already like what I'm doing, then when I play an original song, it's even hits closer to home to some of them out there, because not a lot of people are writing in that style anymore. It's pretty easy, as Paul White would say, just four chords.
Well, and that is one thing that I really like about the album, is your influences are there. You can hear the style, but they're very, you know, you put your own spin on it, and
yeah.
It has just it's a very. It has a very distinctive sound, record, and I can see how it would fit in with what you do normally.
Yes.
So are there any that are newer?
Yes, we have a couple of new songs. The album's called Out of the Blue, and it basically means, you know, three different things. It can mean like you're out of this funk that you've been in. And I was in a funk for quite a while, and I got pulled out of that by my wife. You know, who kind of came from out of the blue. And she was a retired Smurf, by the way. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. No.
And there's a picture. I didn't realize.
Sorry,
this.
Honey.
I didn't realize this until just now, but there's a picture of your wife.
Yeah,
Christy,
she's got
right?
kind of a mermaid-esque, like she came
in
out of the blue, mm-hmm. like out of nowhere. So we wrote a song called Out of the Blue. We're not doing that today. You'll have to come to the concert to hear that. And there's another song that I wrote on there called I Will. It's a song I wrote for our wedding day, which would be 2 years coming up here.
I was going to ask you about that one.
Yeah.
It was definitely a wedding song, and I was going to ask if that was
about. And then Jimmy and I collaborated on kind of like an Italian spaghetti theme. And, you know, there's a place in West Duluth where I live, you know, called Ganucci's, but it used to be called the Italian Village. And when we came up with that, Jimmy and I incorporated into kind of like a spaghetti Western theme, and we called it the Italian Village. So it was perfect.
I always love that when there's a little local flavor on somebody's album.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And even if it's just the title, it's a lot of fun to have that in there. I caught that right away. Like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because I know you live out in West Duluth, and
yeah.
you spend a lot of time out there. Well, wonderful. So what was the impetus for finally saying, you know what, I've got these songs, I'm going to record them?
I think it's just I kind of grew up a little bit. You know, I I stopped horsing around, and when I met my wife, she even had a firmer grasp on me not being a boy anymore and just getting my things done, getting them in order. And I think that's what I did. I said, it's the time. I'm ready to go. So the thing is like, if you ever want to get discovered out there as a musician, number one, you got to have talent. And number two, you better be ready when that time has come. And I don't think I put out anything else before because I didn't think I was quite ready yet. It just took me a little longer than most people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that the end result is really nice. I think you did a really nice job. Well,
thank you very much.
So you were telling me before we started who you worked with on the album.
Yes. Well, we recorded it out in Superior at a little place called 58th Street Studio. His name is John Harris. He did a really nice job. But I wanted it mixed and mastered somewhere else, and I had someone in mind, and his name was John Neff. And John Neff, if you don't know who he is, he's done a lot of David Lynch's soundtracks and played guitar, did albums with him. He worked with Steely Dan back in the day. I think he does some of Journey's stuff now. But he mixed and mastered it and really polished it and gave it that really nice, airy kind of sound I was looking for.
Nice. And when did you work on it? And
well, we recorded it about a year ago, would you say, Jimmy?
Yep,
about a year. Yep, year ago, and then it took probably a while to get mastered. We had to do everything, kind of over, you know, the airwaves because he was in Portland and I was here. So we were just sending wave files back and forth to each other. Is this good? You like this? You like that? No, bring that down. And it was a strange way of doing things, and it didn't come out perfect, but it came out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And there's 11 songs on here. Are there any that you were like, oh, I want to put that on? Not sure. Were there any leftovers, I guess, is what I'm asking?
No, there's so many songs. I've got enough right now to just start making two more albums. So if this does really well, you know.
Nice.
I'm ready to go into the studio. We got a whole bunch of stuff, don't we, Jimmy? I've been writing for many, many years, so I probably got another 40, 50 songs. That need to be recorded and need to be heard.
Well, and now that you've done it once, you kind of uncorked the bottle.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so.
I know how it goes through.
Yep.
And then I'll also figure out, you know, how to make things easier this
mm-hmm.
time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
We got one more or two more?
Two more.
Let's do My Sweet Friend. This is a beautiful song for anybody that's ever lost anybody. Yeah, you'll get the feel for it. One, two, three, four.
Outside my window, the snow is falling down once again. And outside my doorway, I can still feel your breath through the wind. And since you've been gone, I have not been the same. Days feel like years, and the tears show all of the pain. I feel, my sweet friend. Just to hear your voice in the trees. And I climbed up a mountain so I could touch your face in the sky. And I looked to the east and I looked to the west. And all through this life, darling, your love's the best love I've seen. My sweet friend, and I look to the east and I look to the west. And all through this life, darling, your love's the best love I've seen. My sweet friend. My sweet friend.
That is Todd Eckert live from Studio A, another tune from his Out of the Blue album. So you've made the album, and are you going to do, you're doing the big show, CD release show on Sunday. Are you going to do other shows with just the original stuff?
We're going to do, I think we've got one at Beaner's in September.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy doesn't know about it yet. So I'm telling you now, live, in front of millions of people.
Well, and I'm jumping to a conclusion that you're going to do shows of just originals, but I'm...
Yes.
Are you going to do that, or are you going to mix
it in with other
stuff?
And who knows? I might even like do like a little tour by myself. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just get a lot of my CDs across the country. That's the only way you're going to get heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, if you look at like Elvis and Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers, they all had to go on tour back in the day because they didn't have. I mean, the media today is it's just a little bit different. People want to see you physically.
Well, and it's also the only way to make any money
because it is.
People, you know, usually find ways to get the music without paying for it.
Exactly, they just stream it for free,
right.
or whatever they do, and that's. That's a no-no, folks, so don't do that.
Well, it just makes it tougher for artists to make
does.
A living, unfortunately. I think that we all are so used to that model now that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if you can turn it around. I have no idea if that's ever going to change. So it's hard, but it's hard for artists.
I know.
So does it feel a little more vulnerable for you to be out there with your own stuff?
No.
I mean, you've done such a nice job of interpreting, you know, you're a showman, you know, you really are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My songs aren't quite as showy as mm-hmm. like, you know, Elvis or Tom Jones mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. but I think they're good stories
mm-hmm.
and they all come from the heart
mm-hmm.
and everybody wants to hear a good love song or something like that once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
At least somebody in the room.
Yep.
I'm not vulnerable at all when I play them. I'm actually real proud to do them.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious because, you know, just seeing you on Facebook and stuff, you have always been so drawn to retro things,
mm-hmm.
things of another era. And was that, you know, did you grow up with that kind of music in your house,
I
or was it
this,
something you found
I
on
I knew
your
this
own?
Old scientist guy. He had mm-hmm. white hair named Doc Brown.
And he had this car.
Literally, I've been called Marty McFly at so many gigs. Hey, what's up, Marty McFly? Well, I'm Fly, all right, but I'm McFly.
That's funny.
Yeah, I've always been drawn to that. I think growing up with my grandparents in a small Minnesota southern town,
mm-hmm.
a farming town, we grew up watching all those shows, the Elvis movies, the Dean Martin shows. And that was just, I wanted to be a rock star. I mean, one of my biggest idols, and don't laugh out there, people, but was David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. I was probably only about maybe 5-6 years old, but I'm like, I can't wait to grow hair that long.
And have you done that? I don't think I've ever seen
it. Oh, I did.
Okay.
I did. I did once, and then it got cut off.
And you said, not as fun as it looked like mm-hmm, when mm-hmm. when David Cassidy had it. So it's just something that, you know, you it has always been a part of you, is kind of being drawn to those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I feel like a lost soul,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, not lost, but I just feel like I'm in a different time. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I never used, I mean, I was the only guy in high school in the late 70s, early 80s that would wear clogs. And I know that's weird. But clogs were real popular back then, you know, for the hip people.
Well, now it's...
We have sport jackets.
Now we have clogs, but they're called Crocs.
Yeah.
So.
I don't wear those. No.
They're not cool anymore.
Mm-mm.
funny.
To each his own.
So you always had kind of your own style, and you always stuck out a little bit.
Yeah, I did.
And it has turned out to be an advantage for you, it seems like.
I don't know. I guess so. Because if you believe in who you are, mm-hmm. what you do, is a testament. I mean, everybody, once you believe in something and you're comfortable in your own skin, everybody will just love you for who you are then. Or they won't,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it goes, like Blondie says, it goes one way or the other, you mm-hmm. know. So
yeah,
if you're with me, great. If you're not, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. But there's going to be people that are with you. So
yeah,
you got to stick with those folks for sure. Well, let's hear another song, and
sure.
then we'll wrap up here. What do you want to play next?
This is a great song. This has got kind of a... It's got kind of a... Somebody... Yeah, it's got kind of a Bakersfield sound, you know, like Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam kind of flavor to it. It's got an old country. This is called Lucky Stars. It's about finding that right one.
Heartaches, I burned some bridges. I've had my dreams walk away down the road. But I've never seen what I'd been missing until the day I met a woman like you. Won't be right till I'm holding you forever. There's nothing wrong with the way you love. And all this time you're always waiting for me. I have to thank my lucky stars from above. I'd lie to myself and make up stories. I'd roam from town to town selling all of my blues. But I gave that all up the day I found you. You were the reason and the best damn excuse. Won't be right till I'm holding you forever. There's nothing wrong with the way you love. And all this time you're always waiting for me. I have to thank my lucky stars from above. Won't be right till I'm holding you forever. There's nothing wrong with the way you love. In all this time you were always waiting for me. I have to thank my lucky stars from above. I have to thank my lucky stars from above. I have to thank my lucky stars from above. Todd
Eckert live from Studio A, and another one from his new album, Out of the Blue. So how does the songwriting process work for you, Todd? It seems like it's different for everybody.
It is. Well, I start playing around on the guitar, mm-hmm. and I start come up with chord patterns, you know, a chord pattern that I like or a rhythm I like, and then I'll record that, and then I'll come up with a melody, and then I'll kind of come up with it in my head, and I'll record that a bunch of times, get a melody going, and then that's when I'll start down and get down and start writing the words, and say to myself, well, what does this sound like? What does this sound like? Mm-hmm. Does this sound like a sad song? Does this sound like a happy song? Does this sound like I'm going to go to that big Kmart sale today?
Is there a song about that on the album?
No, but there should be.
Maybe the next one.
Going out, man.
Blue
it's
light
going
special.
Out. Get down there now, folks.
Right. Yeah, that's a big deal in West Duluth right now. No more Kmart.
Out of the blue light special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you ever have lyrics first? Do you ever, they pop into your head and then you write them down and save them for later?
Sometimes I will just be strumming and then I'll just come up with a line like a hook. And then at that point, then I'll start from there like, okay, well, it's got to be about this. So it's going to need, it's going to need some dark chords or some not so dark chords. Mm-hmm. We all know the minors are usually dark chords and the majors are usually the happy ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it sounds like you've been pretty prolific. You said you have a few more that are in the can. I mean, as far as written and ready to record. So do you think they're going to do that anytime soon? Or are you just want to see
what happens in the next year,
Oh, okay.
You know, you want to keep it going. I got a great group of guys that play with me. I know they're all so busy in other bands, you know. But when I have my time with them, I really relish that because I know that it ain't going to be forever. And I'm just blessed to, you know, have Jimmy and Matt and George and the rest of the guys with me all the time when I need them.
Yeah, it really is. You really do have a strong team there.
And they believe in what I'm doing, too. So.
Right. Yeah.
Jimmy, do you believe in my music? Yeah. Did you hear that? That sounded...
It did.
That sounded so astoundingly true.
Oh, and we have to mention Jimmy, who is in Dance Attic and other, the Fractals and Woodblind. Oh, yeah. You're playing tonight at Thirsty Pagan, right? 6 o'clock?
Yep.
All right. It's the Woodblind Jubilee, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's at 6 o'clock
music.
Tonight. So,
a lot of fun
and
music.
You can usually find Jimmy on, was it Thursday nights? Are you there Thursdays?
Yeah.
Okay. In some configuration or another. Tonight it's with Woodblind. All right, we had to get the little Jimmy plug in.
We had to do that because he slipped you 50, didn't he?
Yeah, before the interview. Here, mention my show. No, he did not. FCC, no, he did not do that. We're just joking. Well, thank you so much, Todd.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I know you put a lot of time and you put a lot of thought into this. I know, you know, you were on Facebook like, which picture do you like?
Yeah,
which
exactly. I got a lot. Oh, I have to say, you know, the cover design out there with I took the picture myself and I wanted to name it Out of the Blue, but where it's kind of half split tone like that. Mm-hmm. Marissa Sauer, wherever you are, thank you for coming up with that concept. Thank you, wherever she is.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's not Marissa Sauer anymore. She's Marissa Sweet.
Well, it's great. It sounds great. And, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I'll come back here when we make another record.
All right. And again, that release show for Out of the Blue is coming up on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Clyde Ironworks. And Aurora Bear will be opening up, followed by Todd Eckert and his band. Thanks. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Morgan Kohler, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.